Hi there, this is Hobosode number 228. It's brought to you by Boo Lighter. This is kind of a late show, making some late night calls. I hope they go well. They probably won't, but you know what? I'm going to try.
What?
Oh, hello, Robert?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy. I live down the street from you here on Circle.
Sir?
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good. So, like, you know you have that big tree in your front yard?
Yeah, what about it?
It's, like, blocking my view of Venus's two moons. You know, I look through a telescope and look at planets and moons and stuff. And your big tree is blocking my view. Is there any way you could chop that down?
Well, no. It's number one. You know, number one, quite frankly, I'm just a tenant here. It's not my tree.
You're just a what? Oh, you're just a tenant?
Yeah, so it's not my tree.
Yeah, but fuck it. Who cares? You know, you're just a tenant. Who cares? Just chop it down. It's not like it affects you, really.
No.
But why not? Like, why not?
And
like,
I don't know why you're calling me at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I don't appreciate that.
Because 1 o'clock in the morning is when Venus is over, you know, this part of the Earth, and I'm able to see Venus's two moons. Can't you just chop down your tree?
Can't help you.
Well, why not? What, you know, it's like, it's more like you, it's like you won't help me, and he can't help me. Whatever, I get it.
Hello?
Anita.
Yes?
Oh my God, thank God you answered. It's Roy from down the street here on Circle.
Uh-huh.
Hey, are you doing okay? Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up? I'm sorry to wake you up. What were you dreaming about?
What?
What were you dreaming about?
Who the hell is this?
It's Roy from down the street. I live in a circle.
You know, what just, do you want?
I'm in the blue house. Hey, I was just wondering, like, I was going through your trash, and I noticed that you don't recycle everything. Like, a lot of recyclable stuff, you just kind of throw in the regular trash. Like, what's up with that? You know, I'm not doing very good at this tonight. You know, I'm trying, but it's not going that great. I've called, like, you know, 50 people tonight. Two people have answered, and they haven't been that good. Oh shit, Devin's given me a number that Daisy called earlier tonight, which was pretty amazing. Like, he just freaked the fuck out and, like, went to Walmart to, I think he went to meet Total Second or Wolfcock or something. I can't remember. But he was really pissed off, so let's see if he picks up. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey. Hey, baby. You came to the Walmart earlier to meet my friend Wolfcock. You didn't show up, though. What are you, pussy?
Oh, my God. Wait, who?
Wolfcock. Like, you're supposed to meet Wolfcock and Daisy. Why didn't you show up?
Well, for one, I don't know Wolfcock.
Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, let me tell you, I don't know no Wolfcock. Do you want to talk, motherfucker?
Well,
I don't know.
You called me.
I didn't call you.
You said, don't call me no more, motherfucker. You said you were going to show up at Walmart, and then you didn't show up. What's the problem?
Why waste my gas coming up our roof for two young fucking little pussies like you?
Well, don't.
I got to work in the morning.
Don't say you're going to come to Walmart if you're not going to come to Walmart, motherfucker.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. I've got to work. I ain't no kid like you getting run around on daddy's paycheck or something.
Oh, I don't get all around on daddy's paycheck. I have my own job, motherfucker. Like, why don't you come to Walmart if you're saying you're going to come to Walmart?
Well, what the fuck's at Walmart, motherfucker?
I'm at Walmart. I'm still sitting here waiting for you, motherfucker.
Oh, let me guess. You're a stock boy.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Oh, well, if y'all stop, boys. I make more in a day than you make in a fucking month, you fucking pussy.
Oh, bullshit,
don't
you do.
Call me back.
Bullshit. Oh, he hung up. I wonder what happened. That was pretty great. I'm going to call him one more time.
Yes, you have started recording.
Hey, listen.
Go ahead and shake your fucking teeth.
Listen, just put your wife on the phone because she sounds like she has more balls than you.
Because the judge and all of them can view the goddamn shit in the fucking morning.
Look, just put your wife on the phone. Oh, there he goes. Okay. He doesn't want to talk to me, but, you know, Devin gave me that number and Daisy gave her that number because, I mean, I don't like you guys. Like, Daisy had a show tonight and it was pretty fucking amazing. That guy was on the show. And he freaked the fuck out just because I'm pretty sure it was Wolfcock calling him up. And he just lost his shit at Wolfcock. So that number is going to be called on Daisy's show, I'm sure. So be sure to listen to the Daisy show because you'll hear that guy maybe if he picks up. I don't know. He's got to go to work tomorrow in the morning. So maybe he won't. I don't know. Should I call him one more time? Let's call him one last time. You know, I don't usually like to call people three times in a row. I just usually call them twice. Here, I'll call them as Carol.
Hello? Hello? Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, sir. This is Carol. I work over here at the Walmart. I'm here at the service desk.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, that's great. This is Carol. I'm here at the Walmart at the service desk. And it looks like this guy named Steve Dave, he wants to kick your ass. And he's wanting to know where you are.
Why do I give a fuck?
I don't know.
It's 2:30 in the morning. I've got to work.
Well, I don't know. He just asked.
Why don't you do your fucking... Are you the manager or you just work there too?
I'm glad you said that because I'm taking that straight to the fucking mayor's house in the morning.
Sir, who is that lady? You tell her to shut the fuck up, okay?
Let me tell you, Tracy Dobbs is on her way over here right now to talk to my lady. The mayor, you need to watch your fucking mouth.
We're all
to be at Walmart. We'll all be there. I'll probably fucking work there.
Who the fuck is Tracy Dobbs, man?
The mayor of County, you stupid whore!
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that, because I am just a lowly Walmart worker. I'm just...
Oh, I can tell!
Sir, listen, this guy is here, and he's waiting for you to show up. And I'm just passing along.
Okay, guy, he's right in there is a goddamn fucking pussy. Fuck him. Fuck all of you.
Oh,
it's 2:30 in the morning.
Sir,
you know this
sir.
Is harassment.
Listen, sir, he's not the pussy. Oh my God, he hung up. He's not the pussy because that guy's the pussy. He's the one that keeps hanging up the phone and not showing up at Walmart. This guy here is showing up at Walmart, waiting for that guy to show up, and that guy's not showing up. He's just sleeping. He's sleeping like he's some sort of a pussy or something.
Hello.
Hey, listen, this is William. I'm the comptroller here with the city.
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know that you need to stop yelling at Carol. Because Carol is just a secretary. She works here in the office. And that guy was yelling at her.
Yeah, because your employees has done nothing but called and harassed me and my husband all night long.
Well, No. Nobody's harassing you guys. You guys need to stop yelling at Carol, because Carol's a nice person. She's a Christian woman.
Okay, really? I got it all recorded, sir. And they're talking about how there's some guys up there wanting to whoop my old man's ass.
Yeah,
and everything
good
else.
Christian.
Good Christian, my motherfucking ass.
Listen.
Let me tell you, I will have you and your boss in court in the morning.
Both of y'all need to shut the fuck up. Oh, man. Okay.
I'm not going to call them back anymore, ever again, I promise. But... this week on Devin's show, I'm sure she's going to call them up. I'm going to make sure she calls them up. I'm going to bug the shit out of her to call those people up because they're great. So hopefully she'll call them up. Thanks, Devin, for giving me that number. And thank you, Daisy, for giving Devin that number, who gave me that number. Oh, my God. Those people are fucking nuts. Here, let's call them one last time.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, is this Carolyn?
Oh, my name is Katamari. I'm the daughter of Steve Dave. Hello, who's this?
Oh, I just got off the phone with Walmart. They're very happy that I got every cop in the country sitting up there, and not a damn one every day.
Okay, so listen.
They're tracking my name.
No, sir. Hello. What? What? What does that mean? He's calling the Walmart?
Devin is now sending me a different number because I sent her a clip of that guy that I just talked to. LOL. So, this guy is in a different area code. Let me change my phone number, and I'm going to give him a call. He's selling a 18,000 BTU like new air conditioner. Let's see if he picks up. He's also selling weed eaters and camper shells and utility with ladder racks and the other fiberglass for a smaller truck. He's selling a small pot belly stove. And
hello.
Oh, hello. Hey, are you awake? Were you sleeping?
No, I'm awake, man. Oh. Didn't I answer the phone?
Well, yeah, settle down. I don't know. I just, you know, it's pretty late at night, so I was just asking if you're sleeping. I was calling about that Kenmore 8 air conditioner.
The Kenmore 8 air conditioner, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Is it still available?
It is.
Okay. I just have a few questions about that thing.
Okay.
So, you know, like if I were to take a gun and shoot the air conditioner, would it explode like a bomb? Because I've heard that those things are filled with like a chemical, like this basically like cyanide gas. And like,
if right.
I saw a YouTube video where somebody like shot a gun at a refrigerator and it just completely exploded like a fucking bomb.
Yeah, but why would you do that when you could just cut a little hole in it and you could huff the gas?
No, I don't want to.
It's better than fentanyl, man.
Look, I'm not a drug addict.
I haven't even smoking meth for though.
I'm not a drug addict.
You don't have to be a drug addict.
I'm not a drug addict.
You're one of those weekend blasters.
Look, you're a drug addict, but I'm not. So
nah, man. When I was banging your mother in the ass and then washing it off in the mouth, she was showing me a track mark. She shoots between the toes.
Yeah, you sound like a drug addict.
Why don't you come to my house? Hey, why don't you come to my house?
The way you're talking, you sound like a drug addict. Look, I just want to find out.
Hey, buddy, Indiana, since you're evidently down here in North Carolina, why don't you fucking come here so I can cut your hand off?
Listen here, motherfucker.
Just, why don't you fuck with me so I can cut your fucking hand off?
Look,
I'll cut your fucking hand off, Jack.
Look here. Look here, motherfucker.
I pissed the guy off so fucking bad that he cut my fucking hand off, man.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you're so like
anyway,
a...
anyway, when I was fucking your mother
you
in the
gimpy
ass,
hand.
She was screaming it because she was loving it, you know? And then I threw some sand in her asshole.
Yeah, you sound like you're full of
she
shit.
She fucking screamed so bad, man. She wanted to get your shit sister in on it, so we bumped her in.
Listen here, buddy pal.
Listen here. Hey,
I need
sound
to
like
ask
you're
you.
Taking a dick in the ass. You sound sweet. You ever been locked up?
Look,
you know what?
I have not taken a dick
like
in the
you
ass.
And me lock you up, we'd shove a dirty sock in your fucking mouth and bend you over with the bull queers, fuck your ass for a pack of cigarettes, man. Now, that can happen to you here in the free fucking world. You see, somebody can put some fucking chloroform right over your nose, and you'll be out fucking cold.
I just want to buy an air conditioner.
You'll be a junkie. You'll be a fucking heroin junkie,
listen,
though. You'll be sucking dicks for a fix.
I just want to buy an air conditioner, that's all.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I know who you are because I've seen your scumbag license plate on your real fucking burgundy ride. Motherfucker, I might walk up on you tomorrow. How you like that, you little fuck? Well, I'm looking for me to get back to prison. So this way I can fucking bend guys over like you and sell them for cigarettes, man.
I just want to buy an air conditioner.
I'm not on the weight pile, 600 pounds, you little fuck. I'll rape you, you little fuck.
Oh, don't rape me. I don't want to be raped.
Don't call here again. Don't call here again, otherwise I'll be at your fucking house and you can explain to your family what I'm doing in there at 3 in the morning.
I just want to buy an air conditioner, that's all. Holy shit, man. Devin, what are you sending me? Like, okay, so, like, you know, Devin did a show tonight. I listened to Devin's show. It was a lot of fun, but it had this guy in it, and I'm pretty sure she was talking to Wolfcock, and he just freaked the fuck out. He was, like, just screaming the N-word at Wolfcock and everything. It was pretty amazing. She said she was going to send Devin the number, and I guess she did because that was the first guy I talked to. But then Devin sent me this guy's number, and I don't know what the hell his problem is. Like, what did I do to him? I just asked him a simple question about an air conditioner, and he freaks the fuck out on me. Here, let's call him back one more time and see what he says. Hey, motherfucker. I just have a quick question about this AC. I need to know, you know, like, how many BTUs does it put out?
Dude, if you show up at my fucking house here, I'm going to cut your goddamn hand off.
You're going to cut my hand off? What? Prick. What?
So come over to my house.
I just want to know how many BTUs it is. Why are you saying that?
I bet you one of these little southern boys whose mommy and daddy lavishes them with all sorts of expensive gifts and
listen,
toys, huh?
I just want to know if it's like 10,000 BTUs or 20,000 BTUs. Hey, like, why can't you just tell
me?
You don't have to
chop.
You
know what? You sound like Ryan.
Don't chop my hand. Oh, whoa.
Ryan.
Hey, I'm not Ryan. No, this isn't Ryan.
It's not a real hard on for your family. What's that? You have a fantasy about your sister being gang raped?
Whoa, hold on. Wow. Since
your dad paid all that money to have Bill Bronson come after me,
I wonder how
much crack I'd have to pay to get that happening.
How'd you know I'm Ryan?
I wonder if I could grab a couple of guys and give them $100 worth of crack and they'll rape the shit out of her.
Look, I'm not Ryan. I'm not this Ryan character that you're talking... Oh, shit. Ryan's in trouble, everybody. Oh, man, I'm a little worried about Ryan now. Who the fuck is Ryan? What did you do, Devin? I'm not sure what this is all about. Like, you know, I listen to a lot of Devin's shows, but I don't remember this guy. Maybe he's from last week or something, but I don't remember this guy. What the hell just happened? Anyway, I am done with the show. It's over, okay? I don't know how big this hobosode's gonna be. Might be tiny. And if it is, just blame Boo Lighter. He's the sponsor of today's hobosode. Good night, everybody. Here's a song of some sort.
These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
But I can call him and let him know.